This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're in the middle of our shoe swap segment on Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9, and Jade and I were sort of in the midst of switching love lives. If you were listening just two songs before, Jade walked a day in a single gay man's shoes and did a bit of online hunting for herself to some very sort of shocking responses for herself mainly. Now, a bit of confession time, Jade. I was quite shocked and appalled when you did ask me last week, Dave, would you like to be in a long-term, long-distance relationship with my girlfriend? I didn't know how to react. I didn't know to burst into tears of joy, joyous laughter, or whether to just go, no, I don't know what to do. To be honest with you, Jade, I've never done this long-term relationship thing before. It's all very new for me. My longest relationship went for about 2 months. So, and you've clearly lasted about, what, 2-3 years now?
Yeah, it's coming up to 3 years.
Coming up to 3 years. Now, that is unfathomable in my little brain. I don't even know how people behave after 6 months in a relationship. I don't even know what it's like to buy your partner anniversary gifts, because I'd always go, let's wait 2-3 months and then I can surprise him. And 3 months never ticks over, Jade. So to put myself in a position where I'm like, I guess this is what people do when they're in a long distance, long-term relationship. And the long distance part, it was funny because I swear to God that you were just having a bit of a, you know, stab at me, because a few weeks ago, as you remember, I told you that I met someone in Perth that was on holidays here. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice to see if this works, even though he lives in Perth and I live here in Melbourne. Wouldn't it be nice? I mean, distance makes the heart grow fonder. In the case of dating your girlfriend, distance did indeed make my heart grow fonder.
Really?
I have to say, yeah, I did miss her a bit, because I start thinking about your girlfriend and all the fun times we shared.
Yeah, so you actually had it a bit better than me, because you've actually met my girlfriend before. You don't have to meet random strangers on the internet and sort of develop a rapport with them.
But I met your girlfriend in a context that she wasn't mine. And to now suddenly surprise and go, hey, sweetheart, how have you been? How's your holidays? I miss you heaps. Mwah. I bet you there was a moment where she just went, what the is this guy doing? So to try to get into the mind of what couples do, I needed a bit of help. So I asked around my friends, and they're no better than this than I am. I mean, one of my friends currently been in a relationship for 3 months, and they have all these weird things that couples do when they're in love. Like, they give each other nicknames like Honey or Pookie. I mean, do you and your partner do anything like that, Jade?
Not really, no.
No, because I thought that was what couples did, and I think I weirded her out a bit by, you know, bringing on the names. She's only met me a few times,
it's a pity we couldn't get her on the phone. It's like actually the middle of the night in the US right now, but it would have been good to get her on the phone or in the studio to talk about what it is actually like to
date a gay man by correspondence. But like you said, it is your girlfriend's birthday. What now? Today?
Like today, yeah.
Today. So she did lay down the rules for me very early on into the relationship.
Yeah.
She did say a few factors didn't matter how to please this woman. And she said it was all down to how quickly I can put out. Very nice to know at this stage of our long-term relationship that still matters. I got to serve my queen. That's all I can say, is I got to serve my queen, you know, at a click of a finger. If she wants it, she gets it. You know, I'm down on my knees serving my queen. And she mentioned something about bling bling as well. Mm. And seeing as she's over in America, it's kind of hard to sort of FedEx something out in time. So I thought I'd go on her Facebook and copy a link from Google somewhere of a really nice diamond and gold encrusted phone.
Totally her style,
because she's so ghetto and so bling. And it was a really big picture, so it made the diamonds look really big and nice. I said, there you go, sweetheart, happy birthday, there's a bit of bling for you. I'm only glad that when she comes back to Australia, she wouldn't be expecting the real thing. So I've never been in this situation before, and to be honest, there's a level of, I don't know, people get so comfortable in a relationship, and I want that, you know, in a way it made me think, although I'm very happy to be single and messaging randoms as you have this week, Jane. Yeah. I sort of get a bit of a kick, you know. I'm in it for the chase. That's the kind of person I am. I'm on the move. I'm on the prowl. I'm doing my little leopardy moves now, one arm in front of the other. You know, I really live for the chase, but I can imagine there should be a time in my life where I would just want to have someone that's there with me through all these different seasons and through all these different phases of life. And it did make me think that, you know what, it would be nice. You know, that little week challenge was nice. She has indeed gone where no woman has gone before. She does have a special place in my heart now, yeah. Even though I could safely return her back in your arms.
Okay.
You know, your girlfriend would always have a special place in my heart just for this week period. You know, I think I've learned a lot from this experience of just getting in a different mindset.
Yeah.
So being so comfortable with someone where it's okay, you know, to let go, and it's okay because at an early stage, you know, you always, when you're dating someone, there's always such a level of anxiety because you're like, oh, what will they think of me? But if you're in a relationship, you know, it's just...
Yeah, oh, you let it all go.
Hopefully, yeah, not everything, because she still wants me put out. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. And what have we got next week? Some crazy, crazy adventures, I should say, for next week's shoe swap. We did say, Jade, that seeing as you'd be, you know, walking a day in my shoes, I'm a bit of a meddling matchmaker myself.
Mm.
So I did tell you that you're going to have to hook a few people up. You're going to play Cupid, because I'm very good at that. I love it. I love hooking people up. I hate it when people do it to me, because I'm like, well, you think I'm incomplete as a single man? But you are going to play the meddling matchmaker.
This is
going
to be really weird for me.
Because you're more of a chilled kind of...
Well, I don't like to be in other people's business.
But this will be fun, right?
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be challenging. I don't know how it'll go. I've got this like vision of me trying to set up two people who are completely wrong for each other. But anyway.
You know, love lives in strange places, as demonstrated by your girlfriend in my relationship.
Yeah, I guess so.
And what did you get me to do this week, for next week? I should say, for shoe swap.
Oh, Dave, you are going to join a woman's group.
Not so much a woman, but women's
group
without the A,
and talk about women's issues. Because I like, see, I'm really socially awkward, and so going into any social situation, I'm always intimidated and incredibly frightened. And I just wanted to come up with something, Dave, that would make you perhaps feel a little bit awkward,
a bit out of my depth.
Yes.
So I'm going to try and join a women's support group next week, and we'll see if they would embrace me and let me in and let me get in touch with my inner femininity, so to speak. And I'll report on that, Jade, the things that I found within myself in a women's support group. Coming up next, we've got an Ask Jade segment. Something about social networking?
Yes.
That's right. This is Sugar Babes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.